What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Millennial Hollywood here on the Popcorn Talk Network. We are so excited to have a very, very, very special guest, so don't go too far.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
Welcome back to Millennial Hollywood. We are so excited to be back with a very, very special guest. She is a quadruple threat who is killing the game right now. She is a singer, dancer, digital influencer, and I'm missing one. Actress.
Yeah.
Yes, we are so excited to have the one and the only Asia Monet. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. And we're jamming out right now to your new song, Come Along. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit, but I love the song so much.
Thank you.
So, so good.
Thank you so much.
So how old are you now?
I'm 12.
You're not.
I'm 12. Yeah.
You're not.
Mm-hmm. The last time I actually went to AfterBuzz was when I was 9 or
really?
Maybe 8. Yeah, 9 or 8. And it was at your guys' old location with the two dogs.
The one with, like, the house?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, we've kind of upgraded since then.
Definitely.
But, wow, for some reason, I could have sworn you were, like, 14.
Yeah.
That's so
I've never
crazy.
Gotten really 12. No one's like, oh, she's 12. Yeah. It's always older. So I'm right. like, I give up.
Yeah. But you know what? That's a good thing sometimes, too, you know?
True.
But let's take it back all the way to the beginning. I want to start, like, what was the moment when you realized that you really wanted to be a performer?
Well, ever since I was little, like, since my mom brought me from home from the hospital, yeah. I was never shut my eyes. I would always scream and cry for just anything, honestly. Yeah. They had to take the doorbell out of our house because of that reason. But I was just a very active child and always wanted to get out of my crib. Mm-hmm. So my mom was like, let's put her in some type of activity to get her to sleep. So I was put in gymnastics and ice skating at 18 months old. And then I started actually, like, talking and walking when I was like 8 or 9 months old, so I was like always very early for everything.
Yeah.
And then when I was 2, my mom's like, let's see dancing, because that's, I guess, like the thing that girls do when, like, it comes to, like, new activities when you're younger.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to try it, and since then, I mean, like, I've never stopped dancing. Dancing was, like, kind of my passion. Mm-hmm. Even though I still loved ice skating and dancing, I mean, ice skating and gymnastics, I definitely liked dancing more.
Yeah.
So I ended up quitting gymnastics and ice skating when I turned 6. And that's when I'm just like, you know, I really now want to focus on just dance.
Yeah.
Because then, like, the competitions were kind of, like, going at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I really just had to choose one, to be honest. So I chose dancing. And then I was doing Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition when I was 6. I did Dance Moms when I was 7, 8. Then I did my own show when I was 8, 9. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I started doing, like, acting and singing, which has really just brought me to where I am today, because I always, since I was little, I mean, any kid who watched Hannah Montana or the Cheetah Girls wanted to act and sing and be, like, literally the best person in the world, to be honest.
Because you wanted the best of both worlds, right?
Yes.
See what I did there?
I liked that one. So that's what I wanted to do since I was little, but since I was focusing on only one thing, I wasn't, like, really opening my mind to anything else.
Right.
So when I'm like, Mom, I want to act and sing, she's like, okay.
Like, that's a lot of work.
Okay. Yeah. But my parents have never said, like, no to anything. They've always been very open with what I wanted to try, even if I wanted to become the next Picasso. I mean, I'm sure they would let me try it.
Yeah.
So when I wanted to act and sing, it was no surprise that they were going to help me with that path. And since then, I've just done a lot of amazing things that just by the grace of God has helped me through this whole journey and everything.
Yes.
And it's just been really fun and really great. So that's kind of like the backstory.
Yeah. No, I love that. And I love that you said, like, by the grace of God. And also, like, your family, like, just from watching Raising Asia, it's just so, you have such a lovely family. Like, everyone just loves each other so
much.
We're
not really that crazy, I promise.
But you guys are all just so close, and you just seem like, like, your parents are so supportive, and they just seem like, whatever you want to do, they're right there to back you up, which is amazing. And I love that you have a family like that.
Yeah, it's really, it definitely, it does help, because when I know, anytime I know that I want to try something new or do something different or maybe go somewhere, I know that they'll always back me up with it.
That's awesome. Yeah, and you said dancing takes up a lot of your time. Like, that took up a lot of your time for a long time. So I'm sure that it was fun to kind of be able to branch off and get to do other things
definitely.
As well. But luckily, you're able to pursue all of your passions, but if you were only to have to choose one, do you think it would be dancing, just since that's what you've always loved, or?
I would have to say I've answered that question multiple times, and I always say that if you can do all three and if you have a drive and a passion for all three, I think you can do all three. Mm-hmm. So I would never choose like one over the other, because they all have something that different that brings something different out of me when I do the acting, singing, mm-hmm. or dancing. So I would always have to put them all to one. So yeah. One would be all three.
That is awesome. No, I love that you said that, because a lot of people sit here and they're like, I think I would have to choose this, but yeah. That answer right there shows that you're like, I am not even giving it a second thought. Like, there's no chance that I would ever have to choose one.
No, definitely.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so also, what are some of the artists that you look up to most, whether it be dancers, singers, actresses?
Well, for dancing, the dancing category, yeah. Misty Copeland is just, she's amazing. She's the best ballerina that I've ever seen. She's just incredible and so strong and powerful, yeah. And she's unique and she's very gorgeous. I mean, come on, she's beautiful. And for singing, I would definitely have to say I love old classics. So definitely like Aretha Franklin, mm-hmm. Ella Fitzgerald, Nina Simone, Natalie Cole. Mm. Like, I love all of them. And I now, like, currently, I love Beyonce. I mean, Beyonce is like, everyone loves Beyonce.
Everybody loves Beyonce. And speaking of her, I heard that you got to perform in front of her before.
Yes, when I was doing the Mariah Carey Christmas show last year, I didn't even know that she was in the audience or whatever, but I knew that they were friends, mm-hmm. and I wasn't thinking that she would come because they like see each other all the time, yeah. but I guess she did, and I performed in front of her, closest I have gotten to meet her.
That's crazy. If I were you, I would have been like, okay, like, pause the show, like, I gotta go down and meet Beyonce real quick.
But no, like, no one saw her. I mean, yeah. She was wearing like this big hat, like this big,
yeah, like the one in the Formation video.
That's
like.
The exact hat. I mean, I'm sure that was crazy. The hat.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's funny. One time I actually sat behind her at the Grammy salute to Stevie Wonder.
Yes,
I sat two rows behind her, and I was like sitting there thinking, like, my heart was pounding. I'm like, okay, so as soon as commercial breaks happens, I'm gonna run up to her and I'm gonna meet her, and as soon as commercial break happened, like, security just like surrounded her.
I mean, like, she had more security than Mariah Carey on her own yeah. show, so it was crazy.
Definitely.
But she's incredible.
Definitely. Well, moving on to the next point, I want to talk about your show Raising Asia. That was what I like fell in love with your family from watching. But so whenever you did that, how did that opportunity come about?
Well, I started on Lifetime, mm-hmm. just like Lifetime in general, at 6 years old for I Was Ultimate Dance Competition. And they thought I was 9, which was still way too young because everyone else was like 13 and yeah. like up, basically. I think it stopped at like 15 mm-hmm. or maybe 14. I don't know exactly. But I was just really, really young, and they didn't even know that I was 6 years old. They thought I was 9 or almost 10. So when my mom told them, she's like 6 years old. She barely just turned 6.
Yeah.
They're like, she's what? She's how old? And so I had to go to like New York, and I had to perform the solo that they chose, that they liked. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I had to like do this whole interview with some, I don't even know what to call her. She just asked me a bunch of questions, making sure I wasn't like too emotional yeah. or I was too sensitive, or they were going to ruin my childhood, which did not happen.
Yeah.
But I was perfectly fine. They're like, wow, she passed the test like with flying colors. Some of the kids didn't. And yeah. I'm like, I'm 6 years old, like, what? I don't even really care.
Yeah.
They're, like, asking, so, like, have you, like, I mean, like, what would happen if your dog died? I'm like, I don't have a dog. I have a bird as of right now.
You're like, so next question.
Next question. I passed with flying colors. So then after that, they just really, like, realized that I just, like, I had a passion and drive to dance. Mm-hmm. And then after that, of course, I did Dance Moms mm-hmm. for season 3 for 26 or 25 episodes. Then they asked me, had no clue I was getting my own show. So they asked my parents, and I always saw my mom like talking, like asking me like, so what would you do if you did have your own show?
Yeah.
But not like, I guess, directly saying you're having your own show, or you may have your own show.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know this, but like a couple of years after filming Raising Asia, my mom told me that she's known that they wanted to do my own show since I was on Lifetime for Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition. So I was like totally out of this, and it was just crazy, and it was pretty great because I had a great experience on it. But after I did one season, I just really wanted to start branching out more to just acting instead of doing reality TV anymore. But I would never take it back for anything.
Yeah, definitely. And So what I love about it is, like, having your own show, it's, like, the best type of home movies. Like, most people have their little camcorder, and you guys have, like, this full-blown production team. So you're able to see, like, your family's memories and, like, Literally. Watch it like it's, you know.
Yeah, and it was a lot of fun. I know people probably think we're crazy for that. We're very, very, very normal.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of funny because some little girls like that, because, like, I guess Raising Asia is still playing in different, like, countries.
Yeah.
And that have not been played already, so they still think I'm, like, 8 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's really funny when little girls come up to me, they're just like, oh, my gosh, like, you look so much older in person. Oh, I love your show and stuff. I'm like, you're just, like, such a big inspiration to me. I'm like, look, I'm 12 years old. I'm not as young as I looked on TV, and I'm just the same as you. I have skin and I have blood just like you, and you can do what I did, and if you just put your mind to it, you can have a passion and do it. And I think that's always great, meeting, like, people that look up to me or my followers or my supporters on my Instagram or social media platforms, because it's always great, like, making someone's day, or, like, when I'm always feel free to take a photo in any circumstance. If I'm eating a big bowl of sweet potatoes, I'll be like, sure, you want to take a selfie? So it's always great, like, having, I guess, a very supportive following to look up to you like that.
That's amazing. That's awesome. What is one of your, like, most favorite fan moments? Like, whether it be, you know, they met you at a supermarket or, like, anything like that.
Well, I would definitely have to say, like, there's two, actually. One was when I was doing this meet and greet, and this one girl wanted me to sign her forehead with a Sharpie.
Oh.
Like, actual, like, signature, full on. I'm like, you do understand this is not going to come off unless you use some, like, I have no clue, like, magic Sharpie eraser. And she's like, no, do it. And I'm sure she has it off by now. I'm there's multiple ways you can get Sharpie off. I mean, I've gotten Sharpie all over my hands. Don't look like I have any now. But it was just really funny because it's, like, my first, like, actual, like, signing meet and greet type of thing. I used to take photos and stuff, but it was, like, really awkward and really weird, but it's still really fun. But the first time that, like, would definitely be, like, a very good, like, time that someone came up to me was actually the first time I came off of Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really think, like, people, like, knew me. So I didn't know that it was, like, playing all around the world, Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition. Everyone was watching me.
Yeah.
And when this little girl came up to me, she's like, oh, my gosh, I'm your biggest fan. And I'm like, you're my what? And she's like, I watch you on Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition, even, like, with my mom, even though it's way too late. Oh. And it was just really funny because I was 6'2", and she was probably, like, my age. And I was just, I'm like, what in the world?
That's hilarious.
And that's when my mom's like, Asia, you do understand you were just on TV. I'm like, well, yeah, I knew that, but I thought it was just playing, like, to a certain amount of audience.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was, like, worldwide. So it was just, I just still remember, like, being so young and starting off, that it was just kind of, you had to get used to it.
Right.
But now, I mean, I'm definitely used to it, but now it's, like, a responsibility that you have to have, that everyone's going to be looking up to you, so you always have to set a great example and help them through whatever they're going through. And that's kind of how I wanted to make my song come along. It's like, I wanted my song to have a meaning behind it. My first single that I really, really loved and I co-wrote, I wanted to have the meaning that you empower one another and uplift one another to make a difference and encourage other people. And I think having that song definitely spoke to a lot of people, and I'm, like, still crazy, and, like, I can't even say how thankful I am for all the views that people have, and also the comments that people have been saying about it, and that they're enjoying it. But you really do have to have, like, that responsibility, because there's younger people. My sister is 9, and I mean, of course, she doesn't look up to me. She's my sister. She's, like, we're polar opposites, but kids that are her age do look up to me, and you have to set a great example. And I think having my song come along be about, like, changing the world, and our generation can change the world if we actually do try, and I think that's really great. And that also is kind of fun, having being able to set an example for other people.
Right. And I love that you did that, because a lot of people would just, and, like, I'm all about having, like, fun songs that are just about, like, you know, dancing and, like, you know, having fun, or, you know, like, you know, all those types of songs.
Yes.
But what I loved about your song is the fact that you are so young, and that you could have easily just done, like, a song that everyone else does, and that you decided to take a stand for an actual meaning and something that has a lot of, like, thought and meaning behind it. Yeah. And the fact that you co-wrote it and everything, it just shows that you are wise beyond your years, and the fact that you want to inspire people, and you don't want it to just be, like, a surface thing. You want to dive deep into world issues and show everyone that it's all about loving each other. And, yeah. and I love the video and that your you. Little sister like made a cameo.
Yeah, yeah she was in it. She was like a little peekaboo moment yes. in there. But I actually recently went to the Teen Vogue Summit, the first Teen Vogue Summit. And I wanted to go there just to learn mm-hmm. and like take in the experience. And even when I was there, even if I didn't write my song come along like at all, mm-hmm. I would have still wanted to write a song about something meaningful after I went to this Teen Vogue Summit. Like I had so many ideas
yeah.
and it was incredible in learning if you're an activist, an innovator, a creator. They even had tests there. They're like, are you an activist? Are you an innovator? Are you a creator? And I got all three in different tests, which is pretty good.
That's cool.
And I think it was just a great experience for young girls and young women and female to go there, and even men to go over there and learn how to be an activist. And I got to like hear a whole speech with Yara Shahidi and Hillary Clinton, which was crazy.
Wow.
And great. And it's just really... It's really great, and it's a great feeling that people out there are good and that they want to make a difference and want to help other people in our generation to make a difference. So I would have even made a song like Come Along, even if I didn't make one, yeah. just after going to the Teen Vogue Summit.
Yeah, because you're just so inspired. You're like, all right, I got to put yeah, this to definitely. Work. Yeah, definitely. That's awesome. Well, in the video, I looked last night. It has over 1.5 million views already.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm like, oh, my God.
I know, and it's not even been out for that long. So, like, it's going to get even more views. It's yeah, crazy.
I'm just, like, shocked, honestly. Yeah. I like have no words for it. I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what to say. I couldn't even put it into words because uh-huh. I'm like, at first I'm like, oh, people will watch it, people like will get it, mm-hmm. and people like it. I didn't think it was just gonna blow up kind of thing.
Yeah,
I mean, it's definitely no like 30 million views, but I don't think you need 30 million views to have other people actually listen to the song and make a difference. Mm-hmm. And I think 1.5 is still crazy. Yeah. I mean, that's more than actual my following on Instagram, which is crazy.
Yeah,
but I think it's just real. It does mean something when people are actually listening to it and spreading the word or helping, because it's not just any song. It's a meaningful song that even just helping with people or helping the homeless or even just giving back to your community, mm-hmm. it does make a difference in someone's life and it impacts our world.
Definitely. And even if it was someone who just like came across your video and maybe doesn't follow yeah. you but found out about you because of that video, you know, you have their attention for like, I don't know, like 3.5 minutes yeah. or so, and you made the most of that 3.5 minutes with them because you really did have a message. So that's yeah. what I loved about it. And I think that a lot of people are going to become your fan if they're not already from watching that, because I don't know how you couldn't. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Yeah,
I always say that like the time flies so fast, and you have to really take every minute, every second, every moment of your life and every day to make a difference if you are going to make one. Mm-hmm. And in those 3 minutes, if it did impact someone's life, if it didn't, I would still want them to actually feel something and mean something. So in all my songs that I would future come out with, it would always have some meaning behind it. If it's first person point of view, third person point of view, it would just have a meaning. And I think that's really great that people are understanding it, but not only understanding it in the meaning and but having fun with it, because mm-hmm. it is a catchy song, and well, to me,
yeah, it definitely
it's a catchy
is.
Song,
yeah.
and I sing it all the time. But I mean, it's just really great that some people like really understand the meaning behind the song and are taking action and making impact in other people's lives.
That's amazing. I love that. And also, I wanted to ask, just because I was like such a fan of the video, did you like ever get like the colorful wand? Did the dust ever like get in your face at all?
Oh yeah, all the time. I mean, it kind of smelled like orange,
really?
Like orange chicken, like, you know, what? The orange peel chicken. It's so weird. It smelled like orange peel chicken. And I'm like, why does it smell like someone's cooking? And like, oh, it has a very weird, like, fumey smell. I'm like, no, it smells like a grill.
Yeah.
And my mom eats orange peel chicken all the time. So, I mean, I know what orange peel chicken smells like.
Yeah.
And so it was really funny. I mean, it didn't really get in your hair. It doesn't stain really anything unless you have your hand right there.
Mm-hmm.
But it did, like, kind of burn sometimes.
Ooh,
it'll,
yeah.
like, flake up and, like, get to you on your hand
yeah.
or something. I'm like, oh my gosh, why did we do this?
Yeah.
Stupid ideas we
but
do.
It was amazing though, like, and all the colors that came together, and like
yeah.
it just And like the shirts, like they all said something different. What were some of the phrases that were on the shirts, the hashtags?
Stronger, stop bullying. Like my sister, I can't remember which one she wore, but I think it's stronger together or something like that. And my mom actually all made those shirts because, yeah, because we wanted to do something creative like that. And I mean, my favorite color, to be honest, I know it's really not a color, but is black. I always wear black. Yes. But I wanted this video to be very colorful and different and out of my comfort zone, to be honest. Mm. So when my mom created those shirts, I'm like, yeah, that's really cool. We should add those in there.
That's cool.
And my creative director slash choreographer, Anthony Burrell, that I've been working with since Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition when I was six. I've known him forever. He just got all the ideas he could and put it into this video. And he also did the Mariah Carey Christmas show.
Really?
And yeah, I've known him forever, and he's such an incredible choreographer and creative director. And sometimes I think he has too many ideas that he can't put them down. But I think that's, like, the best because it just kind of, like, goes. It just works.
Yeah, and that's so cool to have someone who has so many ideas because it's like, okay, well, maybe we can only use like three ideas for this thing, but he's got like a bank of information for like the next
project. He's basically like, here's a book, pick a couple ideas, we have 50 million hundred on here. It's like, it's just crazy.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
well, I want to tell you my favorite lyric from the song. So I think it's in the bridge where it says, got a heart, about time we use it, and before it's too late.
Yeah.
That's my favorite lyric.
Oh, thank you.
I love that one.
My favorite would actually probably When Spark Will Become a Flame, only because, like, I could take action, you could take action, anyone can take action, and other people will follow that action, even if it's just stop bullying or spreading awareness for bullying, or if it's helping someone by giving the homeless or giving them presents on Christmas and giving them food on Thanksgiving and giving them a plate to eat on and Easter. Just like making a difference, other people will follow just by looking and seeing. Like me, I'm a visual learner. So for other people that are visual learners, if they see someone taking action, that they will as well. And I think that's probably why I like a One Spark Will Be Become the Flame the most. But I do love that line. I mean, I love all the lines in the lyrics. I mean, all the lyrics and the song. But I just think that one kind of means the most to me, besides Come Along, which is the main point.
No, but I feel like you're right, though. That line that you, that's your favorite, is pretty much sums up the entire music video. So that's cool. And something that I noticed was, you know, a lot of artists, they have backup dancers, but then like they themselves may not know how to dance, so they'll just like throw in like one move or like move their shoulder here or like, you know, but the cool thing is because you are a dancer, you were able to just like, a lot of times, you know, like the artist is there and then the dancers are the ones having all the attention in the back because they're really moving around, but you, it was like you were front and center, you knew every step and you were like the main focus, and it was just so amazing. A lot of people able to have all of those talents and be able to use them because it's like, yes, right now you're focusing on your music more, but you're always going to incorporate your other passions into it.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit of an advantage that I started off so young of dancing, at dancing. And I always like to be, like, basically kind of in the mix. I always want to be in the creative process. I always want to be at every rehearsal. And what was great is that my friends were dancing behind me. And some I met, like, a week ago, but the others I've known for a very long time. So meeting new people and having that experience with new people or people that I've known for forever is really great because it, like, opens their mind to my song. It opens my old friends to my mind song. And it's just, like, it's really great having people that you know help you with like a very impactful video that is basically the first single that you like really enjoy.
You've came out with songs before. This is like your first big single that I'm assuming will come as a part of like an album.
I'm working on some more music now that will probably come out in 2018. I can't believe it's already the end of like almost the end of December, and it's like really like Christmas is like right around the corner.
I know,
and I barely have any presents for anyone. I'm like, here's the coupon to like Target. But it's just, it's crazy because I'm like, this video has already been out for like maybe 2.5-3 months and it's already had such an impact on other people, and I love when people tag me on post or hashtag like Come Along, because I get to see like what they're making a difference on and like I and what they're doing, and I really enjoy that because I'm like, wow, I did something good today. I'm really proud of myself. And even like just honestly just helping around the house, to be honest, or even helping your parents, helping anything, any little thing can really make a difference in someone's life. So just seeing that is really great, and I cannot wait to see like where my other, I guess, mindsets take me and my music. And 2018, we're definitely working on a lot of new cool tracks. I think you'll enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And cool. they will still always have a meaning behind it, even if it's just a third person, first person experience that I've ever had or something. So I'm really excited to see kind of where that takes.
Yes, me too. I'm super excited. Are you going to be like co-writing any of the other ones as well?
Oh, definitely. I always want to be either writing it like by myself, which I am not fully, I guess, kind of, I don't even know how to explain it, but I don't know how to really put my thoughts down on paper.
Yeah.
So definitely having a person to help me that will co-write it with me, it definitely really does help. Like, I'll write so many things down, and I'm like, how do I make this into a song? So when a person like Lauren Evans, who did help me co-write it, when she's like, give me the paper, I got this. It definitely does help. And an amazing like composer of my tracks and my music, Lance Tolbert, he's incredible. And it's really great to have a very close and a close team that works really hard with you and likes working with you.
Yeah.
Because I would never be able to connect as much as I did to the song if I wasn't in the creative process with it and also helped direct it and also helped with the song. And so I think that's always really great to have always like a very good, strong, supportive team.
Definitely. And that's something I feel like you've been very fortunate to have, is you always have had like a very strong team surrounding you, family and you know, everyone else who's helped you as well.
Yes. Just, family, animals, friends.
Right? I know. Speaking of animals, you had this adorable parrot that made an appearance in your last Vlogmas that was so cute.
Yes, Angel Bird. She's a bearded cockatoo, and she's like, I think, 14 years old? Yeah, probably 14.
That's crazy.
But she'll live till like 69, so we'll have a lot of memories.
So she's like older than you are, which is like hilarious.
Yeah, but she's technically still a baby.
Yeah.
It's really weird. And then like for my dog, she's 2, but she's technically like older than all of us.
I know.
Well, not my parents, but older than all of us, the animals. But I've been convincing my mom and my dad to get me an African Grey.
Oh.
And I was actually first saying, let's get like a hedgehog because I love hedgehogs, or like, let's get another dog.
Mm-hmm.
But I want an African Grey so she can be featured on my next song.
Yes, that's awesome. Right?
That,
and have her in the background.
Yeah, they like pick up like really good. Like I've seen some videos of them like going full on sentences. It's
that's
like,
insane.
Yeah.
That's insane. What the bird that you have right now, Angel Bird, what is like the most you've ever gotten her to say?
Oh my gosh. Hello is a nonstop thing.
Okay.
She will say hello. If you saw what is in my vlog, hello is all we get, honestly.
Really?
Besides like, hi boo-boos, hi Angel. She always talks to herself, I guess, because I've been trying to teach her how to say hi Asia, but Angel and Asia are too close together.
Yeah.
And sometimes they have problems with vowels and like, I guess, letters or how it's like put together.
Mm-hmm.
I was also trying to teach her I love you, but I guess she doesn't get that.
She's like, no.
No, it's not happening. Hello is the main focus here. And my mom has been saying like Mimi time. We always say Mimi time to all our animals before we go to bed, and we'll be like, okay, it's time for Mimi time. And my mom has been saying this since she first got her.
Yeah,
it does not ring a bell at all. But I also think it's because it's like Mimi doesn't make sense to her.
Yeah,
it's really funny. If you like came to our house for one day, you'll be like, please get me out of here.
No.
We are really busy, and our dogs and birds are crazy.
Yeah. It sounds so much fun, though. Like, I'd love to go to your house for a day.
It seems... I mean, it is pretty fun. It's also very hectic. You'll see us moving around like this in the hallways.
Yeah.
I cook, so.
You cook. That's
yes,
amazing. What's your favorite dish to make?
Caramelized. Okay, none of my family members eat my food that I make for breakfast and stuff, because right now I'm still working on just, like, the main dishes, not, like, the pastry dishes.
Yeah.
But I make the best caramelized onions.
Ooh,
I love caramelized onions,
so
but my
good.
Sister, nor my dad, nor my mom like caramelized onions. They only like other people's recipes.
Oh.
Rude.
Right?
And then, but my aunt does like caramelized onions,
that
and
really
so
good.
That's great. I also make these really good Egg Benedict, and
I
don't really like runny Egg Benedict, like where you pop it and it's literally everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So I actually like wait until it's like kind of squishy.
Yeah.
And then I have potatoes. I'm like really good with the potatoes. And I would try this one thing. It's like where you like put sweet potatoes into like a little ball and put a stick on them and put them in the freezer or bake them.
Uh-huh.
It's like a cake pop. It's really good.
That sounds really good too. That sounds really awesome.
I should make myself a book about all my recipes.
Make a cookbook, you know. I think it would sell very well.
I hope so.
Yeah. But okay, I did want to talk about this. So you have something really exciting coming up on Sunday.
Yes.
Which hopefully I can make, because I think I was going to go to Universal anyway that day.
Yes. So I'm actually performing my song Come Along on Universal. And I've been to Universal multiple times, but the last time I performed at Universal was during Raising Asia, which was my finale show. So it's like great memories to come back on. And the stage actually looks smaller from maybe when I was younger. I don't know why, but it just does. I'm like, maybe I was smaller. It looked bigger. Now I'm bigger. It looks smaller.
Right. Is it going to be like City Walk?
Yeah.
That's where it is?
Yeah.
That's
right in like the smack middle of Universal Studio, well, Universal City Walk.
Yeah.
And it's really cool because it brings back old memories. And Anthony was there to choreograph it. Now he's back here to choreograph it. And I have two amazing dancers with me. And it's crazy. It's like really fun.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, I hope that it goes incredibly well. And I hope that you get to meet some of your fans there as well.
Definitely. I always love meeting them. And I think I perform at 7. Soundtrack's at 4. So.
All right. That's awesome. Cool. Well, also, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So the album. Oh, the album we talked about, that's maybe coming out the next year. Oh, I remember. Okay. So we're talking about Universal, and you recently were there, and they were playing your video on the huge screen.
So, yeah, we went to Universal because I haven't been in a while, and I also wanted to do it for Vlogmas since it was kind of, like, really cool to go because it's all very festive now during the holidays and stuff. I knew my video was going to be playing at Universal, but I didn't know it was literally going to be playing while I was there.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a great experience to, like, show people, like, okay, my video's playing while I'm just here eating some food. And I think that's also really cool because, like, it wasn't planned. It wasn't like I didn't know that I was going to be there. Okay, I'm exact timing, exact minutes, everything, exact seconds. It's just, like, just a casual day, and I was hanging out with one of my best friends and my sister, and we were just hanging out, and my video started playing for This Christmas, which is, like, one of my Christmas covers I did last year, I believe.
I love that song.
I look so much younger, and I don't know why. And for some reason, I think I looked like one of those Whoville kids like The Grinch or something. You know, like, I look like one of those. Like, I looked Cindy Lou Who. Like, no, like, honestly,
Looked
like Cindy Lou Who. Like, curly hair and my little turn up nose. I mean, I could have been like in the Grinch movie. Just saying,
I love it. just in time for Grinchmas too.
I know. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I think Illumination. I don't know if this is out yet, but Illumination's doing a Grinch movie, and I'm really excited.
I know. I've heard about that.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm such a fan
of the one with Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I actually got to go to the Illumination like headquarters when I was with the Teen Vogue Summit, and we got to meet the like creator and like head guy at Illumination, and I was like, oh my gosh, you're in front of me. I love your movies.
Right,
Sing was like the best movie ever. The Minions movies, Despicable Me. Oh my gosh, like yes, you're like lifesavers.
Definitely.
And my sister loves your movie too, and he's like, I was the youngest there, to be honest. I was 12, and like. Everyone else was like 13, 14. And he's like, so who's the youngest in the room? And I'm like, me. And he's like, how old are you? And I'm like, I'm 12. And he's like, you're 12? I'm like, yeah. And it was a great experience learning how he basically went from nothing to animating to like doing a huge movie to like losing a lot of money to like making his empire. It's just like there is struggles in starting your career and making it big. So it's definitely great that to hear that he's basically just like us. He started off being born.
Right.
And from there,
imagine that.
I know, right? Crazy. And from then, he just like really loved animation and movies and stuff. And it's really cool learning about that.
That's awesome. Yeah. And that's really inspiring. And that's why, like with my show, Millennial Hollywood, I love to inspire millennials. And I think your generation is Generation Z, right?
Probably.
Something
yeah.
Like
yeah.
That.
Generation Z. Yeah,
yeah.
I believe so.
But inspiring young people who want to be in the industry and you know, giving them advice, and it is hard. You know, like I came from Missouri, which is, you know, far away. I didn't have the resources that
Definitely.
I do in California. So what is like your advice for someone who may live not in California, but like in the middle of the country who doesn't have access, but they still want to at least start pursuing entertainment.
I definitely say the first thing that you should do is have a supportive family. That's like the main thing. And you really want to know if you really, really want to do this, because it's definitely a big change. I know some of my friends moved from somewhere and left their family to come here and pursue their acting career, mm-hmm. or their singing career or their dancing career. And that takes a lot of, like, I guess, basically impact on your family, to be honest. And so when they came here, they knew what they wanted to do. So if you, like, come here and don't know what they want to do, so I'm like, I don't know what you're going to do.
Right.
But you really want to have the resources from online. I mean, 2017, 2018 coming up, the things that you can do on the internet, absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if I grew up during when my mom was born, I don't know what I would do, to be honest. I'm sorry, Mom. But there was, like, no, like, electronics. And so, like, you really just had to work hard to mm-hmm. do what you wanted to do. And so, but now that you have the resources to go on the internet and look, you definitely have to take that advantage and learn from it. I mean, there's so many online websites. If you want to be a dancer, they have, like, online choreography that you can learn and you can post on your social media platforms. Or if you don't have social media, learn how to start becoming a digital influencer if that's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. If you want to become a YouTuber, look on YouTube and look at the YouTubers that you look up to. If you want to become a singer, take vocal lessons, learn from some of your favorite artists. You don't even have to have a vocal teacher to pursue what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And later on, you can get a vocal coach. But if you just listen to some of your favorite artists and really take what is in their music and learn from that, it does help. If you want to become an actress, look at some of your favorite actors, see how they started, see what they did. Take an acting class that maybe is online, or take an acting class that's maybe around where you live. And just really taking all the little things that you have that you can use to make it big in this industry, use that. And I mean, when I was growing up, when my mom and my dad were, like, putting me in different things, I wasn't really looking on, like, the internet, but mm-hmm. I was, like, kind of just seeing my little resources that I had by hand, yeah. Arm's reach. But now, if I was being born in this generation, I would look everywhere. I mean, right. Like, there's so many things you can do online. So everything, I would definitely recommend online resources. Definitely.
Definitely.
But also just learning, and learning from people that maybe you look up to or that are your inspirations, and just really work hard and have a passion for what you do and really love it, and have a supportive family and supportive friends that will stick by your side through everything. And if you're going to move to LA, it's crazy, so get ready for that.
Definitely.
And it's just, yeah, have fun and never take life too hard, because you only have one life, one body, and use it wisely.
Yeah, no, I love that. That is the best answer that any guest has ever given me.
Don't waste your energy on things that you don't need to waste it on.
I love that. Definitely. Well, guys, you hear that. Now get to work. But it is true.
Get to work now.
Yeah, there's so many resources that you can use. And then when you're ready, you can make the move.
Yeah, definitely. So. And use it wisely and look at what you want to do. Even if you want to become an activist or an innovator or creator, look on, like, Teen Vogue or maybe Vogue or some people that you do look up. And I mean, if you want to become the next Steve Jobs, go for that. Yeah. If you want to become an activist, go for that. If you want to become a dancer, singer, actress, do that. And I think some people think, oh, well, I can do it, but I don't know how to.
Yeah.
And I think that's no answer for that. You just do it and go ahead and, like, take your chances, take the risks, because you do only have one life. And if you don't take those risks, you may never know your potential.
Right. And you would regret it later, I would
feel. Definitely.
Well, before we go, I did want to mention one of my favorite shows is The People versus O.J. Simpson. And I am so happy that you got to be a part of that. That is a big show. So
yeah,
congrats on that.
Thank
that
you
was
so
awesome.
Much. It was an incredible experience. And I had the honor of working with some amazing actors mm-hmm. and actresses. And I was, like, kind of like, oh my gosh, like, oh my gosh, this is Friends. I mean, like... Ross is on the show, guys. Ross. And, like, at the time, I wasn't born during the O.J. Simpson thing trial. Mm-hmm. And so when my dad and my mom had to very educate me on it, mm-hmm. and when we were on set, some of the set teachers and the producer, like, definitely educated the kids that were in the show or involved in the show on it. And that was also very interesting to learn about that, but not only that, but learn from the other actors and how to get into character and all these little tips and tricks that they gave us that made the show even better. And I think that was really great, and it's a great experience that I will use those tips and tricks throughout my career.
That's incredible. That's amazing. And also Grey's Anatomy, which my best friend Shayla, she was so excited whenever I told her I was interviewing you, because she was like, oh my gosh, I love her. Like, she's so good.
I'm like not even joking. I'm like, this is not, I didn't even know before I went on like the show, I didn't know what Grey's Anatomy was, but I started binge watching it and I was like, I'm hooked. McDreamy and McSteamy is on here. I'm hooked. And now I've watched the whole season 2 times, and but I always skip over my episode. I can't stand watching myself, so I just like skip over. I'm like, oh, here I come.
You're
oh,
like,
here
I already I know come. What happens. You know? Yeah,
I was there. And I'm now on season, I believe, 7, episode 13.
Oh, wow. The second time. That's like pretty in there. Like, that's...
Yeah, I had to start from the very beginning to see how it kind of started, because if you start in the middle, you're like, wait, who is Dr. Gray?
Yeah.
McDreamy, he died, what? And it was like crazy. I was like, what? Wait, what is going on? Who's McDreamy? So I had to start from the beginning. And my like aunts and my my grandma and stuff, they're like, oh my gosh, you're on Grey's Anatomy. I'm like, first of all, look, I like all these shows, but I've never seen this one. Yeah, so it was definitely a great experience, and especially working with Debbie Allen on the show, and also the other amazing actors and actresses, and getting to meet Dr. Gray herself.
Yes.
And that was amazing.
That's cool. So my little sister, she's like, okay, I stopped right before so and so died. I haven't watched the show, but she said I had to stop because she's like, I know what was going to happen, and I wanted to pretend like it didn't happen, so I'm just going to remember the show how I want to remember it. I was like, okay.
Well, now my mom's like, I would be in the car because I can't drive yet, so I'm always in the car watching YouTube or Netflix and stuff. And I was watching this one episode like 2 days ago, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a car crash. It's a car crash, mom. It's a car crash. She's like, it's a what crash? It's a what crash? Wait, what? And she's driving. So if I say a car crash, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's right there. And she's like, wait, what are you talking about? I'm like, they're going to get in a car accident. And I called it so quick. And she's like, well, it's pretty, I mean, self-explanatory when she has no seatbelt on.
Yeah.
And it's just like kind of fun, like playing off my mom when we're in the car and listening to stuff. That's cool.
That's awesome.
She doesn't like my music, but you know, that's okay.
Well, again, where can everyone find you on social media?
Well, on my YouTube channel, Asia Monet, where you can check out my new music video, Come Along. And on all social media platforms, Asia Monet Ray, AsiaMonetRay.
Awesome. And is there anything else you have upcoming that we haven't touched on? Or is
new music, new projects, and some cool stuff coming soon that you guys need to see. And a lot of more content on my YouTube channel. Vlogmas has been great to me.
That's awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. Again, make sure to tune in next week for Millennial Hollywood. And we love you all so much. And we will see you next week. Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.